It's 8:09 on Wednesday. Tom and Laura Lubbock's First News. Glad to have you along. Appreciate your business. Hey, Laura, introduce our guest, Tiffany Downing from the Red Cross. But before we get started there, tell us about the special day, too.
Oh, okay.
Her Tiffany's.
Yeah. It's Tiffany Downing for like, what, two more days?
Yeah, three.
Three more days. And then she's getting married.
I am. And I'm going to be Tiffany Schuler.
There you go.
Which is a lot harder to spell than Downing.
Yeah. And she's actually going to be an Instamom.
I am.
With this marriage, too. A 4-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm so excited to get married. And Jeff, I don't know if he's listening, but I love you.
Well,
we
you'll
love
do
you
great.
Too, Jeffy.
Tiffany's wonderful with young children. She actually taught at a preschool that I was with for many years, and she was a great teacher. She's good with kids.
Thank you.
And taught dance lessons at Talent Plus.
Yes.
Your parents are owners of Talent Plus.
Yes,
and,
they are.
So anyway, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll be at the wedding.
Yes. Hopefully it'll go without a hitch. No problems. I'm getting a little stressed, but it'll be good.
Well, even if they have hitches, weddings are great anyway. Yeah. So, and I'll cry when you come down the aisle. So I'll have my Kleenex with me.
Oh.
I cry at all weddings. Even if I don't know the bride, I cry when she comes down the aisle. I just think it's so sweet. But anyway, that's me. So tell us about what's going on with the Red Cross.
Yes. Today, from 2 to 4:30, we are having an open house. This is the perfect opportunity for people in the community to come check out what we do and maybe see how they can get involved, whether that's through volunteering or through being a donor, just to learn a little bit about us. One of the, best things that we're known for is our disaster relief operations. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that anybody can get involved in. And it's important to remember that we want to train these volunteers before a disaster, so when the disaster hits, we're ready. And so this is a great time to get involved and start that training. So whenever something does happen, we'll be ready right here in Lubbock.
What's involved with volunteer training? I mean, is it a long, drawn-out process or many, many months of training? Or how does that work?
No, it's not drawn out at all, and you can do it to whatever you want to do. The great thing about the Red Cross is because we do have so many different services that you can find something that fits your personality. You can work with kids if you want. You can go out on these disaster scenes at 2 a.m. if you want. You can kind of set your own schedule, and training can go on as long as you want it to. Do you only need about 2 or 3 hours of training to actually be a volunteer. But to be more a specific volunteer, to take on different leadership roles, obviously you would need more and more training after that.
Sure. Now, you guys also offer CPR and first aid training
for,
teachers, childcare workers, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, that
Absolutely.
Kind of thing?
We also have lifeguard training for people who are wanting to be a lifeguard, water safety classes, and even babysitting classes.
Right.
Also, one of my favorites that we have is pet CPR and first aid, so you can learn how to save your pet.
Ew, is mouth-to-mouth involved in
it?
I would be. Do you have those little plastic baggy looking things?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. I don't. We don't kiss our dog on the mouth at home because I see what she eats sometimes in the backyard.
Yeah. You're so nasty.
Well, they are nasty.
Well, they eat it and bark at the moon. I've got one of those in my backyard.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that's really interesting, though. CPR for your pet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because, if your little doggy is having an issue or cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, choking on one of those things. Yeah, I get it.
But any of those classes, the pet CPR, the human CPR,
yes,
and lifeguard, all of that is really easy to sign up for. All you have to do is call 1-800-RED-CROSS. But all of the classes are local, and they have them offered at various times for your schedule.
Yeah, and they're not terribly expensive.
No, not at all, not at all.
And I think, I said teachers and Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, all that kind of stuff. But really, if you're a parent, you really should know CPR.
Yeah, if you're a parent, especially of a young child, Of course, when they do all that stuff, I guess they teach it, show people the Heimlich maneuver and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
CPR and first aid,
yes,
actually.
And first aid.
Yeah, so that's a good thing for everybody to know. Babysitters, parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super yeah, helpful.
Thing, good thing to be in the workplace, too, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so your open house again is today from 2 to 4:30 mm-hmm. at 2201 19th Street. And you also welcome a new executive director and a program manager for your disaster relief.
Yes, we have two Johns now. We've got John Farr, our new executive director, and John Cummins, our new disaster program manager. And they're new, and so this is a good opportunity for people who already are Red Cross volunteers, which you'd be surprised how many of them we've got around here, to come in and meet our new staff, mingle with us. And if y'all are interested in learning about Red Cross, it really is the perfect time to come
in. All right.
In.
Good deal. Hey, thanks for coming in, and hope everything goes off without a hitch this weekend, like you said.
Thank you.
I'll share a real quick wedding horror story for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you're going to make me nervous.
No, my wife went to, this was out in the thriving metropolis of Shallow Water, no names mentioned, but this was many moons ago, but pastor's daughter getting married out there, and they had so much greenery and so many candles. Greenery Uh-oh. Caught on fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I don't want anything to catch on fire.
Right. No, we don't want that to happen.
Anyway, but I just thought I'd throw that in there since we're talking about disaster relief.
Yeah. Well, the Red Cross would respond if there was a fire.
All right. It's 8:15. Thanks for being here.